I don't know what you've heard about G.
Calf.
But he's with the sweet spot 1-3.
Calf.
He loves some red dirt and some Jordan Spieth.
Calf.
He's the afternoon J-U-B.
Calf.
I don't know what you've heard about G.
Calf.
But he's with the sweet spot 1-3.
Calf.
He loves fajitas and some UNT.
Calf.
He's the afternoon J-U-B.
That's right. It's the commander joining us here on the sweet spot. You hear him every morning on the Musers. It is George Dunham. Jubb, how we doing?
Oh, man, I couldn't be any better. How are you guys?
Well, I'm
awesome.
A little concerned about your well-being because we have a late night tonight. Yesterday was a very long day for you with the morning show. You played in the Pro-Am for the Nelson. And then the Bird Dogs had a concert right after.
Yeah, we played... Yeah, for the celeb am right after we got through playing golf. So it was like a, I don't know, 16-hour day.
Did you just wake up?
You sound like you just got up from a nap.
No.
It's all good.
No.
Oh. Bless you.
Were you listening last segment, George?
I have to admit I was not.
You were taking a nap. It's okay.
It's okay. But the question,
I would take a nap too.
The question is, could we somehow successfully take care of a dog if we had a station dog here at the station? Would that be a good life?
Man, that's so funny you brought that up because I mentioned that last week. I got to meet, it's Poppy, right? The dog at Fox 4?
I believe so.
Yes, they have a station dog. We should have a station dog.
They have a station dog. Yeah. I'm okay. Would the dog just always stay there?
I think it could. I don't know. It feels like it might be a better idea than it would in reality. I think the dog could live here. I don't know if it could be in studio as a puppy while we were on the air, but I think the newsroom would be good.
Just feed it napkins all day?
Yeah. A P1 said we could name it Napkin, could be the dog name. We would need a good ticket dog name.
Yeah. Okay. Would someone have to take it home, like, every night?
Like
we'd have to
weekend?
Have a sign-up. Like,
like a hamster?
Kind of, it'd have to be like the school hamster when you went on Christmas break and someone had to take it.
It's like EA's maybe Denny's.
Yeah, I mean, every day at, like, 7 o'clock, someone from the hardline would have to take it home.
Doyle.
I don't think that would be that... big of a beating. I know Corby would probably be okay with another dog.
I volunteer.
Lando would like it. Jay's a big dog guy.
You're too eager.
I'd volunteer.
Let's rescue a dog and but what time's he going to get there? Like, would I have to come pick him up to take him to the morning show? Or
I think he would just live up here all week, and then somebody every weekend would take him home. I think that's the best thing to do.
Okay.
Because we have overnight people working that could take care of the dog or take it out to go use the bathroom at night.
Yeah, there's walking space.
But is this
outside.
A good environment? Because this is like a business up here. It's not like
the dog's gonna have to take DEI training.
We don't have a couch, you know.
The dog, you can get one.
It's overdue.
Oh, sorry, you didn't take your training. We're gonna have to send you back to the pound.
So we would have to. Walking during the day, and where would he go?
Where would he go? Dogs that live
bathroom.
In
there's
the
dogs
w
at the W and, that go out there, so we could just take them down to the plaza or walk them down the road. Like we get here early, I wouldn't mind taking the dog for a nice little walk, doing some show prep, walking with.
Take him to the Katy Trail.
Yeah, that's not too far.
Okay,
maybe
but
Troy could take him for a weekend.
What about like? I don't know, grass. Where would he?
He's not going
to go
like weed.
Grass.
I mean, it's going to be legal soon.
There's some
Texas.
Green area nearby.
70s George. Where's he going to get his grass, man?
He's going to get drugs.
He needs some grass.
Get
man.
A drug dog.
You know what I mean? I mean, we'd have to like take him to a park somewhere to get let him run.
That's true.
Dogs need to do that.
We could do that. We could. Make that work.
Yeah,
and then when we have
the only thing.
When you guys have Kevin Costner in studio, you can just bring in the little dog and he
or
can
Brian
sit on
Costner.
His lap.
Yeah.
His brother.
Yeah.
No, Kevin, I'm listening. I'm listening.
Rough.
You're whistling on the air.
Moron dog. Is there anybody at the station that would be against this? I think I could see Bob not liking
Bob
it because
he's
allergic to dogs.
Okay, cat, that's what he says. Obviously. That's what you tell your kids if you don't want a dog.
That's right.
That's why Bob's we don't have a cat at my house. I'm allergic to cats.
Okay.
Because I don't want to deal with a cat box.
Catman!
Yeah, we already have a cat here.
Okay, I'm all for it. But yeah, I think some would be against it. Bob, the guys I work with probably wouldn't be wild about it, I don't think.
Junior's a dog person.
And it'd be a horrible life for this dog.
And would this dog be able to get proper sleep? Like during the day?
Oh, yeah.
Like we're saying the newsroom.
Yeah.
It can be kind of quiet in there, but the monitors are still on. Lando has to pop on.
Tara wakes him up every morning at 5 a.m.
And Daddy are going
true,
to bed with him.
Dragged to the kill shelter then.
Dog would have PTSD between Daddy and
when Daddy's
Tara.
Walking in there. He's got to see what EA's doing up here by himself on Sunday.
Yeah. Brings a jar of peanut
butter. Where did you get that peanut butter?
Just love peanut butter so much. I thought you were allergic.
But like my dog sleeps through everything though. So station business could be going on. The dog would just be asleep in the corner.
Yeah, if it was a younger dog that needed to run and play, that would be a tough situation for him. But if we went to the SPCA and got like a, I don't know, an 8 or 10 year old that's just been there forever and they don't really have to do much.
Yeah.
They're kind of lazy. That might work up here.
I think we could.
That would be the dog. Or like a service dog that's been retired or something.
Yeah.
Or like I know a guy who's a hunting guide and he retires his bird dogs. So maybe we could get one of his dogs.
Get another bird dog?
Have a big retirement speech from the dog. Assign him a really funny voice.
Just have a press conference.
And so I am going to retire and I'm going to take my talents to the picket.
See, that's another reason why
Thanks
we should...
Thanks for training Luke Skywalker, by the way.
We should have a station dog. This is going to be another character.
Oh, dude.
We could have another 840 character as a station dog.
Easy fallback.
Okay,
he's like
we're
smoking
talk to
cigarettes
the station
and stuff.
Rough.
He's a foul mouth. Kind of creepy.
I think this is a great idea. And then we could take him to station events and go to ticket stock.
He'd be a celebrity.
Man. Campound?
See?
How has this never been a thing? At the station, there's never been
an animal. I wonder about the early days, why we didn't have a station dog.
And Corby's all behind Dallas Dogger and all these rescue shelters. We could make this happen.
We could make this happen.
I just don't know if this 3090 Novitski is the best place for a dog to live 5 days a week. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. I don't know if the dog would be happy. If he didn't have a place to go run. In the early days of the ticket, we had my family had a basset hound named Bo Jackson. And back in the days of the,
great name for a dog.
Beauregard Jackson. And back in the days of the morning show promo, I said, joining us in studio tomorrow will be Bo Jackson. And I got to work like whatever, 5 o'clock in the morning. And there were like 8 people lined up to get Bo Jackson's autograph. They came in walking with a dog.
It's your moron dog.
And we had, we had a microphone set up by his water bowls. So anytime he went to take a drink, you could hear the dog taking a drink.
You're laughing that water up.
By the way, I'm getting a text from Brett Turner that says sales would help take care of the dog.
There we go.
No
we
way.
Have so many people
we
up
have
here
a lot of
that
resources.
Can help out. Now, what would we do about potty issues? Because even if you get an older dog, there's going to be a time where
he can't hold it.
It'll go poo-poo.
Yeah.
Or a little pee-pee. Like, who's taking care of the...
we'll get interns back just to take care of the dog's
feces. The number one would be the biggest issue, because our studio is kind of half hardwood and half carpet. So if it goes on the carpet... Grass would not be an issue, but the carpet.
Well, at night,
we're weighing pros and cons.
They don't vacuum this room. Like, they'll clean everywhere else, but they don't come in the studio and clean anything up. So,
hey, wait till
if it's poop, we'll just take it upstairs and throw it in BAP studio.
That's right.
We start warring with BAP.
They're in the crap they got, right, hey. George?
Yeah, that's right. They're up there shoveling ass every day, so why not?
Boom.
Another another name suggestion is Bork. Name the dog Bork.
Oh, I love Bork, the dog.
Napkin. We have so many possibilities.
Dalton.
Dalton.
Cooper.
Oh, Cooper's great.
Cooper would be a good dog name.
Or Corgi.
Oh, yeah.
Corgi.
Bork. This has got to happen.
Or Bork the Corgi. We get a Corgi and we name it Bork.
Yeah, and we can't have like a little wimpy dog either, right? We got to have like a majestic dog, right?
What is a majestic dog?
A majestic breed.
Like he does magic?
You know, something.
Like, let's say we go to the SPCA. Maybe we get a pit that doesn't get... Go to any animal shelter. That's what they have. That's the hardest dogs to get rid of.
Yeah, I don't know about pits.
Okay.
I love... They're beautiful. I don't
Junior
know if
gets mauled right in the middle of scatter shooting.
You know what? George's throat getting ripped out in the middle of the e-break.
Daddy's walking down the hall.
That would maybe keep Daddy out of your studio, though, George.
Cooper down!
You just start speaking German to the dog, and it just goes right after Daddy.
Nine.
Oh, man. Oh. We got to get a dog.
We have to.
We get a text from Corby, who's going to be here soon for Why Today Doesn't Suck. He said, this would be very easy. We could have a sign-up sheet. Everybody could alternate weekends. That dog would be happy.
What, you paraphrased the last text.
Yeah,
you said that dog would be happier than pig and S.
Yeah, it would.
We could totally make this work. Let's do this.
Think how huge the dog's going to get, because he's not going to get a lot of exercise, and everyone's going to feed him all day long.
Feed him zebra cakes and whatever else.
We got to keep the dog out of the control room.
We're going to get in there, and he's going to wipe out half one of those Eatsies cakes.
He's going to get into Ham's Lifesavers.
Yeah. Eating gummy worms.
We don't need him getting into Ham's Applejacks either.
Applejacks and Pop-Tarts.
Everything on the bottom shelf of the Cumulus Cafe is just ripped to hell.
Yeah, just ripped out. They'll just go down to Dan Bennett's office and just let it go.
All the Altoids and Chex Mix are gone.
You can have Ham versus food, but we can also have like the dog versus food to see what food the dog likes.
I got her this morning.
Hey, can we get that now as can we get that as an item now in the Cumulus Cafe as dog food and milk bones?
But it's way overpriced.
Dude. Dog's like, cheese, man. I don't know.
The dog could start bringing it from home. For farmer's dog or something.
Hey. Dog's doing live spots. I guarantee a sales would do it. Hey, can we get the dog to do a live spot? Yeah. Just have Gordon assign a voice to it.
Hey,
you know?
Hey. Dalton.
Bork the Corby here.
Yeah, we'll
tell you about Blue Chew.
I've never had a bigger Red Rock in my life.
The pill might be blue, but tell you what's red.
All right, we'll work on this as a team. We need a dog.
We come up with the best ideas ever.
Here we are.
On
this has
Tuesday,
legs.
Or in this case, Wednesday afternoon.
This has four legs.
Okay. That's a good ender, Sean. Hello. George, we're going to make this happen. Thanks for joining
Let's
us this
it.
Wednesday. We'll do it again next Tuesday. And we'll see you at the
campout.
Okay,
boys. Campout. Let's go.
There it goes. That is George Dunham. We are going to get a dog at some point, even if it's a terrible idea.